love my cat Mittens. Really, I do. But he always gets in the way. I accidentally step on his tail a lot.
I bet that hurts your cat. Why doesn't he learn his lesson? My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. Thanks for joining me. We'll get started. You know, your cat Mittens kind of sounds a lot like you and me. I'll explain. Even though Mittens trusts you enough to walk near your feet, his tail gets in the way, and then, ouch, you might step on it. We trust God, but a lot of times our sin gets in the way. When we mess up and sin, we could get very hurt. The best thing to do is trust God and avoid sin. We'll stay safest that way. It's just like what David wrote in Psalm 13:5. I will trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. And now our story is called In the Way. Mittens, you're driving me crazy, Lee said as she stepped over her cat. What's Mittens doing? Mom asked. Nothing, but I always have to step over him. I've actually stepped on his tail lots of times, Lee said. I don't do it on purpose, but he always gets under my feet. Why does he just sit in the middle of the floor where we're trying to walk? I guess he trusts us to know he's there and to walk around him, said Mom. Well, he should watch out and be more careful not to get in our way, Lee said. We're a lot bigger than he is. Mom leaned over and scratched Mittens' head, making him purr. It makes me feel good to see how much he trusts us, she said. If we were small and he were big, do you think we'd trust him not to hurt us? Not me, said Lee. His claws are sharp. If he were big, like a lion or tiger, I think he'd be dangerous. I can think of someone bigger than we are that we can always trust, said Mom. You mean Dad? Mom laughed. Someone much bigger than Dad. Who? Asked Lee. Then she figured it out. I know. You mean God. He's so big he created the whole universe. Right, said Mom. But even though he's so much bigger than us, he loves us just like we love Mittens. Even though he gets in the way sometimes, Mitten knows we love him, and that's why he trusts us. And we can trust God for the same reason. He loves us so much that Jesus became one of us and sacrificed his life to make us part of God's family. No matter what difficult situations get in our way, we can trust him, knowing that he loves us and is big enough to handle any problems we face. Lee smiled. I'm glad I'm a part of God's family and can always trust him. She bent over to pet her cat. And I'm glad Mittens is a part of our family and trusts us, even though I step on his tail sometimes. Well, how about you? Do you ever feel afraid of God because he's so much bigger than you? He doesn't want you to be afraid of him. He loves you and wants you to trust him. Even though he's God, Jesus became human and died for your sins so you could be a part of his family. He cares about everything you go through and promises to help you through it. So trust him and know he'll always take care of you. Our key verse today is found in the Psalms, chapter 13, verse 5.
I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me.
And here's our key thought for Sunday. You can trust God. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you like listening to silence or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo device to play Keys for Kids Radio. Dance to music from Seeds Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and more, and jump into the action with stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. It's the best way to make faith and fun a part of your everyday. So turn up the awesome by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.